Or did he, when he like got fierce with people, was that ever kind of to, like you were talking about testing, or kind of like he's going to see how they're going to respond? Uh-huh. Was that kind of what he was seeing sometimes? Like, not only just a teaching of like, you know, putting a person in their place or getting them in their right perspective of mind, but also just how's a student going to react?
Yeah, oh sure. Sort of. Yeah, definitely. I think
generally he was pretty sensitive to people and different people required different kind of tools, and some needed blunt objects. I remember like Joseph saying it's like the only times he's been really kind of he had tremendous devotion and respect to Ajahn Chah, but also he's also been on the receiving end of blunt instruments, blunt music. And he said, you know, Ajahn Chah's, he's hardly over 5 foot, really, and not a big person. Joseph's like 6'3", and 200 whatever, big guy. Vietnam vet, Silver Star, that's not a fearful character, and he said, he said that sometimes on the receiving end of Ajahn Chah's, he's just sort of shaking from fear. So he could definitely display